is getting ready, how we've been having that few times of getting ready and what we're doing to get ready. And the name of this one is Pruning for Fine Tuning. Bye, I'm done. Exactly. I'm not like clever with words, so when I get a phrase, I know it's the Holy Spirit. So I was really excited about that. I'm going to say it one more time because the Holy Spirit's so good. Pruning for fine tuning. Okay, I'm going to back. Right, this has to do with time is of the essence. It's the same way God's been speaking about time, looking at our time, not only what time is it, you know, as we as Christians, what time is it on the earth right now? But then, like I said a few weeks ago, where God then pointed back to me, what about your time? What's going on with your time personally? And I know, I hope people are thinking about their time, how they're spending their time, what they're doing with their time. It's amazing when you don't think about it, and then when you think about it, you realize how much time we've wasted. So I'm on the we as well. I had a dream, and I shared this with some of you, but it's so beautiful because it's about what God's going to do for us. So I had a dream that I was getting ready for a wedding, and I didn't have a wedding dress, okay? It's my wedding day. Everybody's waiting in the church, and I don't have a wedding dress, and I don't have my makeup done. So then Anna comes up, okay? So in a dream, when there's a name, you look it up. So her name means grace, right? Or help, right? Like the supernatural help of God. So Anna comes up to me in the dream and she says, I got you. I'm like, what do you mean? Like the wedding, the chapel is full. Everyone's waiting. I don't have a dress. I don't have my makeup done. I got you. You know, like I'm saying, I'm not ready, but she was there to help me get ready. So like in 1 second, we went to the store real quick, got a dress. And then all of a sudden my makeup was done and I was ready. So I just feel like that whenever you feel like, am I ready? Am I ready? You know, am I good with my time? Am I ready? It's just like the grace of God will make us ready. As we are there, we're positioned for whatever God has. But He is there to help us. The Holy Spirit is there to give us His grace, which is His supernatural help, right? So He's going to help us in this season, which I love because, you know, when you hear all these things going on, and I know a lot of different people are saying things now, as the time goes by, more and more people are hearing stuff's about to happen. We know God spoke to us, our church, that, again, I don't know about all the other stuff that's coming, but I know what God is saying about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Can you put up Acts 1:8, Emily? Okay, so, are you ready to be challenged a little? Okay, no, my mom's not ready. Okay, but I want to give you the good news. So just here's the good news, and then we're going to go for a little challenging. Because what I'm taking you guys through is what God is taking me through. The good thing is, whenever I create something or God shows me, I'm going to share it with you. And so, yes, this is the good news. So first I want to ask you, who wants more power? Yeah, who wants more freedom? Who wants to be able to heal the sick with a word? Yeah. Who wants to be able to deliver demons with a word? Yeah. Who wants to be fear-free? Yeah. Who wants to be worry-free? Yeah. You all want power, right? Yeah. Who wants to be victorious in their spiritual warfare? Like not affected, right? Yeah. Standing firm, victorious, more than a conqueror. You guys all want that?
Yeah.
Remember what you just said. I did. So you remember that, right? You all want that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in order to, we need to partner with the Lord. So I'm going to share with you the fruit of what God has been doing. So you know, and I think everybody was there when I shared it. Is everybody here when I shared when I was at the Habit eating a hamburger and I got freed from whatever that was? Were you here, Renita? Okay. So I was... God was speaking to me about my time. And I felt like Him say, you need to give me, okay, I'm going to say it. It's embarrassing, okay? This is the thing, all right? But I'm going to say it because you all know it. So I used to watch Hallmark every day, okay? Now, sometimes it would be a half an hour of one. Sometimes it would be whatever, one. But I had this thing in me, like, it's innocent. It's because I didn't watch the ones that had homosexuality in it. Like, I'm very careful. Like, God's taken me way, way, like, this whole thing has been a progression of going, what I was always careful with my movies, but then they got worse and worse and worse. So I was like, okay, I can't watch movies now. I can't watch shows now. Instagram at an all-time low. The news. I got really involved in Telegram and that whole thing for a while. Being aware of news and everything. And God was just like, and even listening to a lot of prophets, he just went, I want it all dialed down. Okay. So this has been a progression of a year of God doing this. Maybe years, because just really, as we all know, just a journey of holiness, right? I want to be holy, not because I'm legalistic. I want to live a holy life because I want to be so close to Jesus. And I know that if we're not living holy, all those things you want, you won't have. It's impossible. You have to live a holy life if you want more of him. It's like he wants us to give him more so he can give us more. He can give us more power. He can give us more authority. But if we're filled with a lot of the stuff I just mentioned, there's not room for him. He wants to. He wants to pour out his spirit. He wants to go healed right now, done. Delivered right now, done. Whatever, anxiety gone right now. Get up from the wheelchair. I mean, I'm telling you, all that's coming. But he can't stuff himself in when we're all filled with the things of this world. Now, so what happened was he showed me, I want that. I want that. Whatever Hallmark time that you have, that Hallmark movie, I want that. And I kept justifying it, like, okay, like, oh, I'm not trying to talk to the Lord like this, but kind of in my head, I didn't want to talk to him about it because I was like, okay, for one thing, it's the only thing I'm doing now. And another thing, it's super innocent. It's small. How could it make a difference in my life? So I'm just, if you have anything in your life, just stay tuned, right? So it's small. It's no big deal. It doesn't affect my life. I still spend a lot of time with God. I still share my faith. I'm telling you how I justify, right? Justification is terrible. So if you're seeing something in your life right now that you've been doing that, I just want you to be aware. The Holy Spirit is going to point out tonight, and I'm asking him to show me more. I know there's more. So just to show me more, because I want to be so empty of the things of this world so that he can have all access pass to my life, have all access to my rights, to my entertainment, to my food, to my coffee. I'm saying everything, guys. I'm saying everything. Heavy cream and coffee, okay? Again, it's not about what now I'm going to take all these things away. No, it's just about talking to the Lord about everything. Not having a little compartment over here, me and my Hallmark, right? Because what happened was, this is what's so freaky. It became a stronghold. That was funny that you did that right when I said stronghold. So you might think this is ridiculous what she's saying.
Don't forget the name of the restaurant where you...
I know, The Habit. It was called The Habit, and it was a habit. God, it's so funny.
So weird.
Yeah, it's so weird, Aubrey.
What?
So it's a habit that became, because literally I was sitting there, in the hamburger store, and I was telling Dave, hamburger store, I sound like my grandpa. Like, grandpa used to say that.
We're
going to the sandwich store?
Sandwich shop.
A sandwich shop. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm sitting there, and I'm telling Dave, I'm not going to watch anymore. God wants me to take a break. And all of a sudden, it was like an earthquake. And something literally went like warp speed off of me. And I was like, do you feel that? And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, that was not the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
wow. No. Something left me at warp speed because I agreed when he showed me. I agreed. I said, yes, Lord. Okay. I'm laying it down. Yep. And then it was interesting because it was like I had to take a step of obedience to not do it. And I'm about to preach on it, so if you guys ever want to grow in a sense, tell me you want to preach on a Thursday night or whatever, because when you preach something, you actually have to live it.
Okay.
You can't, I'm not like that. I can't preach and not do it. So I'm like, wait a minute, I'm going to challenge everybody. I got to get my life, I got to get this sorted with the Lord. So you can imagine, like, it seems small, right? It seems insignificant. It seems innocent. I can justify it all day long. But I obeyed first. So I feel like that. Any area, so my thing is today, any area that you are not talking to the Lord about something in your life and you are justifying it, it can be, I'm just telling you, if you want, it's your choice tonight. If you want more power, if you want more dreams, if you want to grow in this and start doing, you know, we're going to be doing miracles like nobody's business because that's what Jesus has promised. If you want to be those that are going to work with rescuing kids from sex trafficking, and then we're going to be part of them getting free and healed. If you want to be a part of that, this is what this church is. And you can be in this church and not do it, but it's your choice. If you want more of Him, if you want to prophesy, read everybody's mail. If you want to, like I said, heal with the word, deliver with the word, you name it, what you've dreamed of. The Lord is saying, I need more access though. Like He wants to do that, but He needs more access. And He doesn't want the do not enter sign. He sees it, but He's like, and you know what? He doesn't push it down. He will stay out of that zone. He's like, okay, that's all you want of me. Okay, I'll love you. He'll love you for sure. But what I feel He's saying is any area of your life where you haven't talked to Him about that and you're justifying it. It's not a big deal. It's one drink. It's one drink. I'm not saying you can't drink. I personally don't drink, but I'm saying, or it's one coffee, or it's whatever you name it. You know, it's like you were saying about volleyball. It's a sport that has taken over, right? Or, I don't know, anybody else?
The horse,
yes, you gave up horse riding. Now, again, we're not trying to be legalistic, but we're just saying, ask God about it. Because when you don't talk to God about these things, they become strongholds. They become territory of the enemy. I experienced it. So I'm still freaked out about it. I'm still like, oh my goodness. Like I thought my whole life was for Him. I thought my whole life was His. And I was deceived. So the way that we're not going to get deceived is, can you put up Proverbs? Now everybody knows this, but there's a new... No, I don't want that. Sorry. I want Psalm 139. Sorry, Em. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. So I've been praying this a lot and He answered it. Okay, you know it, but so 23 and 24. Okay, this one. Okay. If you pray that and you mean it, He will show you. And that's what He did. I've been praying that for a while, but you know when you really pray it, like, Lord, I want more and I want to be ready. I want to experience the Acts 2, that the Holy Spirit's going to fall on everybody. I mean, the Holy Spirit's going to fall on us, and then we're going to be able to do signs, wonders, and miracles like the world has never seen. So search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous or evil way in me, and then lead me in the everlasting way. So you want Him to search you. If you want to be free, if you want Him to fill you with more, if you want to do all those things that I asked in the beginning, which you guys all said yes, we need to do this. Take time. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Not only your emotions, but then try me and know my thoughts. So what was going on in my thoughts was, I'm entitled to this time. It's my time. I give every other second to you, Lord. It's my time. He said, I want that. I want that time. And then see if there be any evil way in me or grievous. And then, so once you do that, then He'll lead you in the everlasting way. He'll lead you in that way. I'm just telling you this because this is what happened to me. So I'm not trying to, again, I'm not making rules for anybody. I'm just saying let God in every single compartment of your life. talked to him about everything. Everything, you know. Okay, if I name something that somehow you told me, I'm not saying, I'm just giving examples, but if it's like you have an addiction to sugar, or you have, an addiction means, even if you have one thing a day, you're not saying, Lord, is this okay? Whatever it is, whatever you have to have each day you feel, or maybe once a week, or whatever it is, but you're not talking to the Lord about it. I'm telling you, this is what I did. I justified it. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Are you guys getting any examples in your head as I'm talking? Any area that you've been justifying? That it's okay, I need it. Everyone eats sugar, or everyone drinks alcohol, or whatever it is. But if you're not saying, Lord, what do you think about alcohol? Why not? Why can't we go there? Again, I'm not opposed to that, but if you can't talk to him about it, it's a stronghold.
Yeah.
I experienced it, right? And you could justify Hallmarks all day long, right? You could justify who is it hurting, da da da. But it became a weird thing in me. This is so weird. That's why I feel like I can talk about it. Like the Lord, I'm being vulnerable, right? Because I'm asking you guys to now be vulnerable. If you want more, your lives cannot stay the same. Your lives cannot stay the same as they are today. Your lives have to change if you want to be a part of this Joel 2 army. If you want to be a part of, we're not calling it the remnant because it sounds elite, but if you want to be a part of this, like standing, you know, you're like, here's the Jesus show right here, and we are right here. I'm ready. Pour it out, Lord, and we're going to go do it. Pour it out, Lord, and we're going to go serve you. Pour it out, Lord, and we're going to heal with the word, and we're going to deliver with the word, and we're going to part the sea, and we're going to walk on water. We're going to do everything Jesus did and greater. But if you have strongholds in your life, you will be sitting in the, yes, you'll see it, but you'll be way in the back row. You won't be a part of it. And God's inviting you tonight. He's saying, will you come? Will you let me fill you? Will you give me every area of your life? Will you give me every area of your life? Every area, even if it's something like I said, Hallmark, so stupid. But if you don't talk to him about it, anything can become a stronghold. If you don't involve him in it. And you might think, this is the thing. You might think, my life will be so boring without it. I don't think I can do it. I want to tell you, what I've been experiencing is the best ever. And I'm like, I wish I'd, you know, given Hallmark, you know, a year ago. I think it's only ramped up since I've been home. I think it's been a way of dealing with pain and dealing with the adjustment of living here in the United States. I think it was a slight issue overseas. I don't remember it being that big a deal. So it hasn't even been going on that long, and I still got a stronghold after a year and a half. That's scary. So even if something you were like, I was great before I came here, I think I was trying to think back, and it just came, just snuck up on me, right? It became my comfort, my precious, you know? Really, it was like that. I was like, it's kind of like my precious. It's disgusting. So, and God's so kind. When we pray this, he will answer. And I kept also, Mike Pickle says this. He says, Lord, judge me now. Like, whatever is misaligned, whatever's not right in me, judge me now. I don't want to get to heaven and him say, Hallmark's Nat. Oh, I wish you'd given that up. There was so much more that I had for you. Or whatever it is, you know, like Aubrey with volleyball. You'd think, like, volleyball? Right? But anything that we don't surrender to him will become a stronghold. Anything we don't struggle. Anything we don't surrender to him. So any area that you're trying to say, that's no big deal. That's okay for me. Everyone does it. That's so stupid. That's a sign of it. That's a sign of it. If anybody's justifying it in their mind right now, that's a sign. But I want to tell you, the freedom that I've been feeling, I've never felt this freedom before. The closeness with the Lord, I've never felt this before. The clarity in my mind, I've never felt this. I've never had so much energy. Guys, why did I, what happened? I don't know. I literally was asking God, can you give me a little bit more revelation of what happened? Because I'm kind of going to preach on it, and I don't have understanding of what's been going on with me. I want to go do adventures. I have more energy for things that day. I can talk to more people. I can minister to more people in a day. What is going on? tiny little thing, seemingly tiny little thing, was a huge obstacle for me going forward. This is the good news, right? So it's not just about, oh, man, I hate when she talks because then I have to give up gum, you know, or something. That's my gum, I just thought. But again, I'm not making rules. I'm not saying, you guys, right, you hear that, right?
Yeah.
Not making rules right now. I am saying, let the Holy Spirit examine your heart, your mind, your thoughts, all of it, your habits, your daily things, whatever it is, your time. He's highlighting time. I don't think I mentioned this here, but I think I mentioned on Thursday night, but I was thinking about this time thing. Like, why do you need our time? Okay, so there's a prophecy that there's going to be a billion soul harvest. I don't know when. I'm hoping sometime soon. But I'm thinking, isn't it interesting that he's saying, I want your time? Because what if I'm like, well, at night from 8 to 10 or whatever, Lord, you know, I have that time, you know, that's so important for me and my chill time. I need to relax, da, da, da. And the Lord's like, I need you to go do a Bible study. Just 500 people became Christians at Doheny, and I need you there at 8. I need you to have more energy because I'm telling you, I have more energy. What? What in the world? So my life is like so much better, and it was because of this thing. So I'm telling you, when we gives him something, he just goes. We give him, you know, for me, you know, I gave him this, right? See, it seems like this, and then he's like, great, I'm gonna fill her up. I'm gonna give her energy. I'm gonna give her more joy. I'm gonna, like, today I was looking out the window, and I'm just praying, and I was thinking, I feel like I'm in Kuwait. Because I had such a joy in Kuwait, and I haven't had that here. You know, I would wake up in the morning like, oh, I love Kuwait. I love the Muslims. I love my group. I love everything. And I'm here, I'm like, I love living here. I love it. I love it. Yes, I know you call me here, Lord, and I want to love what you love, and I will love it. Yes, Lord, I will love it. I don't understand, but I will love it. And now it's like, pow, I love it. I was seriously looking out the window like, I'm in Kuwait, you know, like that joy. And you know, you can't even point to it. Like, you know, it's not like all my dreams have come true in the last week or no, but he's filled me in a way that I have never been filled. Like I gave him something and it's like, let's say I gave him 1% of myself and he's like, boom, here I come. So isn't that good news? So yeah, inside maybe you're thinking, how does my life look? You know what it looks like? So Lord, what do I do with that time? What do you want me to do with that time? Do you want me to, you know, we were just talking about volunteer at a shelter for children or people that are sex trafficked. Do you want me to work at a teen place? Do you want me to go and pray for people at 7 at night? Do you want me to just pray and read the Bible? Do you want me to call people in the group? I want to tell you guys, people are lonely in our group. Okay, people struggle with loneliness. People are, you know, I get a lot of, you know, different things each day or week. Hey, can we talk? Can we call? Can you pray with me? When we remove some of this stuff, we'll be on, who needs something tonight? I'll pray for her. I'm going to call her. Let's meet for coffee. Because your self stuff, all of a sudden, you have more capacity. It's bizarre. More capacity to minister. More capacity to call. More capacity to get together. That's what's happening to me. So, we want to be ready when the billion soul harvest comes in. He's like, he wants to be able to say, Vicky, you ready at 5? I know you're making dinner for John, but are you ready? Are you and John ready? Are you and John ready to go right now? Someone needs you. There's like, let's say, 1,000 people.
Yes.
Where? Where's 1,000 people?
Newport Beach.
Newport Beach. There they are. They've all come to Christ. They need Bible study right now. Can you go? Are you available? Right? So when it's almost like he's saying, I need you to be fully available. So he's getting rid of things that maybe kind of made us less available. Like, okay, Lord. Because I was still doing things he wanted me to, but it was kind of like at night. You know, someone needed a prayer, it's terrible. I'd be like, pause my homework. Hi, yeah, I'll pay for you. Here we go. I mean, how selfish is that? It's disgusting, right? Guys, I'm being vulnerable. I'm being vulnerable so that you guys will get free, right? This is what I have to do, the Lord. For years, he's like, that's you. You will always be vulnerable in front of everybody because then you'll set people free, right? So, again, I'm not being legalistic. I'm being open, and I know you think it's stupid to Hallmark thing, some of you, but I'm telling you, something that you don't give to the Lord and you hold on, you're like,
Idols.
Yeah.
Scary, guys. But I'm telling you, the good news is the freedom, right? So again, when you give up something, it's not then you just sit there bored, like walking around like, oh, great, now his sermon is, now what am I going to do? No, it's like, Lord, what do you want to do with that time? What do you want to do? What do you want me to do? Ask him. What do you want me to fill that with? I've been, you know what I'm watching? The Chosen. Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm crying. It's my fourth time through. But it's just so beautiful, you know? So that's what I've replaced. Again, I'm not watching every night, but I'm like, this is so life-giving, you know? And then, and it is relaxing and chill, but I feel full at the end. I feel full. You know, I don't feel empty. It's so amazing. Yes. So just releasing these things to the Lord. Like, I'm not going to justify anything. I'm not going to kind of not talk to him about it. Because I was just kind of like, a little bit weird. I can feel it was a little bit weird, but I'm like, that can't be anything. I literally thought that. Meanwhile, again, I don't know what it was, but something left me. Okay? Just remember that as you're thinking about yourself. Just remember the good news about this. Freedom.
The Hallmark
demon. All right, can you turn to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Yes, so the important thing is, and I know we all know this, but I saw it in a new way. Judge me now, Lord. Like, judge me now. Just let's get this all done now. And you know why we can do that? Because he's so loving and kind. So if you say, judge me now, let's just do this, God. Like, we ask him so much, because you know how many people have gotten deceived in this time? It's like, Lord, I've seen the best people get deceived. The best people that get deceived. I don't want to get deceived. So judge me now. And he's so loving and kind. It's not like he's like, you know, no. He's just like, hey, that area I'd like in there. Oh, okay. That's what he does. Can we talk about that? Yeah, sure. And that's how nice he is. That's called judging. That's just called, I'm just kind of looking at, I'm giving him full access. Here you go. Here we go. And the first time I was like, ooh, I wonder what life will be like without that, you know? And then I'm like, well, it's yours. I mean, what am I doing? And then boom. All right. So trust in the Lord. Now, pretend you haven't heard this before, okay? Can you do that? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. This is the key verse right here. In one of your ways, acknowledge him. Does it say that? No. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's all. That's all. Your ways is everything you do in your life. Your ways is every minute of your day. Your ways, acknowledge your, all your ways, acknowledge him. All your ways. Are you ready to do that tonight? Because we're going to have a time. And again, it's up to you. It's a choice. Just remember, it's a choice. No one is making you do this. It's a choice to be more powerful. Yeah, you can stay in your life, your life that you're comfortable with. Go ahead. Or you can come over here and we're going to have the time of our lives, you know? We're going to be seeing people healed. We're going to go into cancer hospitals and just be like, healed. Yeah. Psychiatric wards, free.
Yeah.
Jesus is God. 1,000 saved. Done. These are the things we're going to see, right? He said greater works we will do. Greater. We aren't even close to the works he's doing. Not even close. Not even close. Regularly. Just like... All right. We're going to have communion, and we're going to do this. I'm not done yet, though, because I just want you to look at this. And then so what happens? And he will make straight your paths. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And this is the best part. And he will make straight your paths. He will show you the way. He will show you the way out of danger. He will show you the way for your life. He will give you fresh vision for your life. Everything that would mean. You can maybe do a study on it. We'll look in different versions. But that's one thing that we do over and over again, Dave and I. Search me and know my heart. We do that. Judge me, Lord. If there's anything, Lord, just reveal it. We don't want... like, why are we here? I'm not here to have fun. I'm not here for my own pleasure. I'm here for Jesus to love him and make him known. That's why we're here. The whole program thing is you are here for you, your comfort, and your fun life every day. No, no. We are here for Jesus. Jesus came. He didn't come for fun. He didn't come for my way. You know, I'm going to have a spa day now. Not that you can't have a spa day. You know, after I set the 5,000, I'm exhausted. These people are so needy. I got to go, you know, the spa for a week to, from all these people that are so demanding. No, he was like, going to be with the Father. Next day, I'm going to walk on the water. I just watched that one of the Chosen. We've been programmed to think we're here for us. I remember when Dan Moeller said that, the first time I was like, he's like, you're not on the planet for you. And I felt literally something go, whoop, something left me then. And I'm like, that's the best news ever. Because I was making it all about me. I was making this life all about me. What she said and how he betrayed us and how that pastor did that and this and that, and whatever, in your past or what you did or how you grew up or like, and I made every day about me. And when he said that, I couldn't believe it was true. We are not here for us. We are here to be loved by Jesus, love him, and share him with everybody. That is our number one mandate as Christians. Not for us and our pleasure. Now, in it, you are going to have like the early church father, who was that said, we are here for the pleasures of the king, and it's more fun.
These are our pleasures, the signs and wonders of Christians.
Right. Yes. And I don't know if everybody has experienced that, but when you, like, even last night for that 1 minute that we gave her that word, I was like, nothing can replace that. Or you lead someone to the Lord. Oh my goodness, to see a Muslim come to Christ that's like risking everything and they are just, I baptize them and then disciple them. I'm like, nothing is better than this. Nothing is better than seeing somebody give their life to Jesus and truly give their life. They're going to die. They're risking their life that minute that they could, when they step out, they could die. And they're saying, I don't care if I die. I just want Jesus. Nothing. Nothing beats that. No movie. No going to Sinopolis. I'm not pointing to you because you guys, but I know you love Sinopolis, so do I. You know what I'm saying? Or the most amazing Hawaiian vacation. Or wow, they went to Europe again. And it's like, no, nothing is better. Nothing is better than doing signs, wonders, and miracles, leading people to Jesus, giving Jesus his love away, sharing with, how Dave met Noelle. She was going to commit suicide, and she did it because Dave gave her a word. If you don't experience this stuff on a regular basis, please see us after. Go out with Dave and I. Go out with Sal. They are always doing miracle signs and wonders. Joseph and Aubrey, always. Okay, Aaron, you're always doing it. Like, there are people in our group that signs and wonders follow them. If you don't have that in your life regularly, like maybe every other day, come see us and we will show you what it's like. We will show you. It's better than anything you're doing in your life. It's better than the most amazing sport or hobby or watching, the open on TV, the tennis, the golf, the surfing open, whatever. It's like going out and seeing lives changed. There's nothing like that. Going out, helping someone get free from demons. Have you ever seen a demon leave somebody? That is awesome. When they're like, and you're like, go in the name of Jesus. You must obey me now. In the name of Jesus, you must leave. What happened? Guys, this is real. And if you want help with that, they know how to do that. Dave and I know how to do that. A few others, Aubrey does it. So if you guys want demons out or you want to learn how to get demons out of people, please come see us after. Guys, this is what Christians do. This is what Christians do. Christians don't sit around and just enjoy their life. It's not what Christians do. They're not supposed to do that. And if you say, I have a lot of problems, and guess what? So do we. Welcome to the club. If you're waiting for your problems to go away and your life to be smooth sailing, see you in heaven. Because you know what? It never, guys, I want to tell you this. You will never not have problems. I'm telling you now. You will never not have problems. You might maybe not have the serious ones, but someone you love does. It never goes away. Problems never go away. Right now, get in it. Let's get in the game. Let's get in the game. Let's get equipped, right? If you want equipping in any area, I'm telling you, between in this group, every it's such a pleasure to say this, a privilege to say this. Every single thing you need in the kingdom, we are equipped. As a group, we are equipped. You want to learn to prophesy? Got it. You want to learn to interpret dreams? We got it. You want to learn how to cast out demons? We got it. You want to do inner healing? We got it. You want to heal the sick? We got it. What tool is not available within some of the leaders of this group? No, every single tool is available. You want to learn how to teach the word? Done. You want to learn how to study the word? Done. Right? So what's your excuse? You don't have one. This is serious stuff. Because we need people to suit up. We need people to suit up and say, I'm ready. I have zero tools that you just talked about, but I want them. I want them. And I want to use them. I know some of you have the tools and you're not using them. So, I need people to help me disciple. There's a lot of people that need discipling. I have calls, worst case scenario stories. I can't do it all. I know Emma's helping me. Aubrey's doing some stuff. But I'm like, it's too much. And it's just a few. I might have like five. It's too much. We need people to disciple people. If you're not discipling somebody, let's get that going. Let's get that going. Because everybody that's a disciple should be discipling somebody. You know? Talking to them, checking on them. Hey, how are you doing? You're reading the word. You want help with that? I've only been a Christian one day longer than you, but I can help you, right? That's all you need. As you're discipling, all you need is to be one step ahead. Just one step, right? And if you need to go back and read a commentary because you don't know what it means, just say, I'll get back to you tomorrow. I have no idea what that means. So that's what kind of group we're about, right? You can go to other churches and sit in the pews. No one will ever know your name. No one will ever challenge you. You'll never be equipped. And you can do that. There's so many churches like that. We're not that. We're not that, as you can see. We're not that. I can't wait to see what happens after this. I know, guys, because we need help. I need help. We need help, right? There's too much to do. There's too many lives to be saved. There's too many people to be discipled. There's too many people that get sick and need prayer. There's too much. We need help. Jesus needs help. Our help. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yep. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. That's an awesome promise. Come on. Wow. And you might think, what I'm doing isn't evil. Well, volleyball's not evil. But the Lord said, that's too much time playing volleyball. Right? I'm not confessing that because you confessed it last week. So, yeah.
No, but my life is so much better without it. I thought it wouldn't be. I was like, I love it too much. I've been playing since I was 10. There's no way that in 18 years, and I play four times a week. Like, there's no way anything could be better, but it's better. And I don't even miss it. I mean, I play one time a week still.
So yeah. Yeah. But you were playing four times before.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah. So it's not like, now when you first heard it, you were like, oh,
yeah,
that stings, yeah. Right? And then what happened? You heard it from him, and then the Lord spoke to you.
And then I can't remember exactly, but yeah, just giving it up. And I kind of gave it up little by little because
yeah.
I really wanted to do it all at once. And then now my life is even better.
In what way? What are you experiencing?
Well, I'm in the season of a lot of things. Like, I have 10 things God told me to do with my time. And I just got them, like, a couple weeks ago. But even, like, just more time with him, again, choosing, like, different things that are more life-giving, and I have more energy to do them.
Amazing.
Going to Thursday night meetings, even though I wouldn't
yeah.
have to go to Thursday night meetings because I'm a full-time teacher and I wake up at 4 a.m. or whatever, you know. It's just, like, things I wouldn't do, but I have energy to do, I guess. yeah, I don't know, there's a lot in there. But
so cool.
Yeah, just the Lord is very specific with time. But again, like you said, it'll be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones.
Right.
If I sleep, if he says, okay, tonight you're only sitting 3 hours because I want you to wake up at this time to do this, like, you're still going to be refreshed.
It's amazing.
So.
That's really good news. Oh my goodness. Okay, Em, can you put up Matthew 10:27? So I was thinking about time and everything, and then this scripture came to me. That's Matthew 10:27?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not it. Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
Mark, maybe?
We can look it up. Like,
it's love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
Mark, maybe.
That? Okay, yes. And in the New Testament, too. Okay. Good job. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. It might be Mark 10:27.
It is Mark 10:27.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, 1 second.
I think he's saying
Mark 12.
God is possible for us.
Weird.
Mark 12:28.
Okay.
Through 31, I think.
That's really off. Okay. On my
I think.
Yep. Okay. So I also like to talk about this from Mike Bickle. Got to give him credit. Mike Bickle from IHOP, not the pancake place. The worship place. It's funny because when we were overseas, they didn't know that, right? Like, I'm like, yeah, Mike Bickle from IHOP. IHOP, like the pancake place. So, anyway, because we have IHOP in Kuwait. Yeah, it's like a fancy restaurant. So funny. And so is Pizza Hut. It's like a fancy restaurant. Everything's fancy over there. It's so cool. I love it. But I love it here better. Really, I do. I promise. And for anyone in Kuwait, I still love Kuwait if they're listening, right? I still love Kuwait a lot. Anyway, I talked to the Lord about his love, like, because I want to love him with all my heart. And I'm like, okay, Lord, help me love you. And I want to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. So when we love him like that, we are obeying him. So an area that you can, I feel the Holy Spirit really strong right now, and I just did that. So when you're loving him with your mind, so that's giving up those things in your head that you're like justifying. So you're going to be showing him you love him by giving him this, by giving him the volleyball, by giving him the show you love, or the social media that you love so much, or another sport. I don't know. You name it, right? Are there things I'm not naming that someone could say, like, oh.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Social media. Yeah, news stuff, like. I was kind of tangled in that for a while, too. Telegram and all that stuff, which is exciting. But then you're like, you get the rush, and then it's like the adrenaline goes away.
Yeah.
And then you need to go get another fix. So weird. The adrenaline rush, and is it going to happen tomorrow? You know, it's like. It didn't happen again. It hasn't happened in 2 years. Everything that they said was going to happen tomorrow. But, so then I had to like lay it down, right? So anyway, so when you love God with all your mind, you're showing him you love him. Like by saying, Lord, I give you that time at the night that I want to chill. I give you that. What I'm saying is, I love you. I love you. So you can think of it like if we say, I want God to know I love him. And so when we obey him, we're saying, I love you. It's awesome. When I'm saying, Lord, come and judge me now. Come anything in my life that you're not happy with. You come, you take control, full access pass. That's what we're going to do tonight for those that want it. You want to give him the full access pass, right? By saying that, you're saying, I love you with all my mind, all my mind, all my thoughts. I'm giving you what occupies my mind. Can you go to Romans 8:5-8? So again, minds, right? So this is, because Dave was like, it was like a mindset. So the whole talk was going to be a mindset. Didn't really get there somehow, but this is very, like, so you have a mindset of something. I'm going to do this. This is great. No big deal. I love it. I'm not going to talk to God about it, right? I didn't quite say it like that, but that's basically what the Lord told me I was saying. So, but look at this. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, set their minds on the things of the Spirit. And even if you say, you know, 14 hours a day, I set my mind on the things of the Spirit. But 1 hour, I don't. You know? But we want to keep our minds set on the Spirit. Mindset on the Spirit. Not mindset on the flesh. Right? So it's not about my gratifying the desires of my flesh. What do I want today? What does my flesh want? You know? What does my flesh want tonight at 10 or 9 or whatever it is? Well, I just want to scroll, you know? Which doesn't do anything. It doesn't add any benefit to my life, right? So, for the mind set on the flesh is death. That's very serious. Death, not just kind of neutral, like, well, for those that watch pornography, it's death. But for those that watch a Hallmark that they're not really giving to me, and not really death, maybe just sickness. It's like, there's no categories. It's like the mind set on the flesh is death. If you are about you and your flesh and what your flesh wants and what your flesh wants to do, might not be sinful. Like volleyball is not sinful. But her mind was set on volleyball, right?
And I said yes to it every time. Like literally, if anyone asked me, do you want to play? I'd be like, yeah. And then just ask him to say yeah. Like, I wouldn't even ask God. I would just always say yes. I would play any tournament with anyone at any time. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me use you as an example. I appreciate it.
It's a good example because it's not bad. It's
right.
It's super awesome and good for you, but.
Right. You're getting exercise. You're outdoors. You may be ministering. Exactly. Like that can, see, the thing is, if you don't talk to the Lord about everything in your life, it will become a stronghold. So, freedom, right? So, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. For it does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, again, I know we're saying time issues, but I want to just go there with anyone that's offended with anybody, any unforgiveness, if there's people that you don't love, you just kind of want, I'm not going to talk to you, Lord, about those people. So I'm going there. I know we're talking about time, but I have to go there. I don't want anyone to say, it didn't apply to me. Yes, we're going to find a way for it to apply to you. So any area that you're in the flesh, which means you don't want to really work on loving your enemies, those people that are rude, those people you think are stupid or weird, or there's no out, guys. There's no out. That's called the flesh. When you do not love, when you do not forgive, when you are offended, like we went, probably have to do that every other month. And the other day I was like, I got to unload a bunch of people. Like, I was offended again. And I'm thinking, we need that offense talk like once a month, I think. You know, but again, we should be doing it every day, like unloading, but somehow I'd kind of, you know, like taking everybody on again. And, yeah. So we want to be doing that daily. We're going to be taking communion. So just make sure, again, if there's people that you perpetually can't love or you don't want to forgive or you're like, no, they're too, no. I don't want to go there. Go everywhere. Go everywhere with the Lord. Let him have all access pass. Were you going to ask a question?
I'm sorry. What about the ones that you thought you forgave, but you still, it comes up?
Yeah, I think there's healing. It's just when you're not willing. When you're like, no way, I'm not forgiving. But you're like, that stings, but then you can get prayer and just talk to the Lord about healing you and that kind of thing.
Why
Yeah. But this is what people have told me before, like, I will not forgive my father. No, I will not. And I'm like, you are in the most dangerous place. I was begging her to forgive. I'm like, you are like huge bullseye on your back. Demons, come get me. When you don't forgive, you have the biggest open door. And God's not, it's not because God opened it. It's you opened it. So for me, I'm like, you're going to ruin your relationship with God. You are a target for the enemy. You are a target for sickness. If you're saying, I will not forgive. If you're saying, I choose to forgive. And now, Lord, I still have the pain. No, I don't want to go see that person yet. But come heal my heart. Yes, I'm willing. It's this yes. Can you give God a yes to your whole life and to every relationship and to every person you know and to every situation? That's what he wants. He just wants our yes. He just wants that door for him to be open. So, you see, this is really powerful. Makes you not want to live in the flesh. Again, you can live in the spirit, but what was happening to me is, and again, I do not have full revelation on this. It's very weird. What was happening was that Spider-Man movie where the black, Spider-Man, yeah, the tar, right? In the beginning,
Venom.
In the beginning, it just kind of was a little bit on him, right? And then it would go away.
Yeah.
And then fully, and then it totally possessed him, right? So I was feeling like, I didn't have as much joy. I felt really tired ministering to people. I was feeling tired. I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do, but there was something, it was creeping up. Scary, you know? So, it might have fine a year and a half ago, but little by little by little by little, by keeping that away from the Lord, it was like that black tar. So I know it sounds weird, but again, if you have an area of your life that you're not talking to the Lord about, it becomes a stronghold. So when that thing left, I felt like a new person. Okay, one of my friends had a dream last night. Colleen, she was from, she's in South Africa. She was in Kuwait before, but she had a dream about Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, right? So she had a dream that she saw this guy named Vladimir, who's the deliverance guy? Sanchek? Is that the guy that does all the deliverance? He's the Ukrainian. If you want to see some amazing guy, he's so awesome. He's preaching. He's Ukrainian. His name's Vladimir Sanchek or something like that. And she saw him, and the eyes from his name were taken out. All the eyes, right? And then there's this other guy, she named, I didn't know who this was, like Peter Phillips or something. And she's like, and that, in Phillips, the eyes were taken out. The letter I. And so she knew, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, right? It was like the I was taken out. You know, and that's what God wants to take out of us. He wants to take our I. I want, I need, I deserve, I'm entitled, I. And he wants Jesus. He wants to be in there. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So the more that we give him of ourselves, the more he can then live. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That Christ will be seen. You know, that when we walk into a Ralph's, maybe people will start crying. Just like, you know, the more of him, can you imagine if Jesus walked in? I don't think people would just be passing by. I think they're getting on their knees. I think they'll be weeping. They never felt such love. Like, we can be that. He lives in us, but we've kind of muffled him, right? Because of all that stuff that's not happening. So no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, right? So beautiful. Can I see Romans, last one, Romans 12:1-2? I think God's using this example in my life to share with you guys, because it is so ridiculous, really, but it's so seemingly harmless. So I think God, that's why God is having me share it, so that no one can say, I don't relate, or I don't know what you're talking about. It's like no one has an out, you know? No one has an out. It's, Lord, come and examine my life. Because I think what it started becoming was like selfishness. That's what the Lord showed me. It was like selfish. It was selfish time. Again, if Dave called me during it, I didn't want to talk to him. I'm like, I'm in the middle of my homework. I'm telling you. I wouldn't want to talk to him. I'm telling you, it was a problem.
Honey, I'm in the hospital. Watch the Hallmark.
I tell you though, if you get anything as selfish, anything in your life that it's yours and no one's touching it, and I want it, and I deserve it, and I'm entitled to it, it's living in the flesh and it's selfish, and it will become a problem if it already hasn't. So Romans 12:1-2, this is what we're doing. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. So you're presenting your whole self, you know, not just your body, but everything of you. You're presenting yourself as a sacrifice to the Lord, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So also we are worshiping, and when we say, Lord, you have full access to me, full access to every corner of my being, everything that I do, everything that I, whatever, you have full access. You are, it is your spiritual worship, right? So present your body. So even tonight when you come to take communion, I'm giving you everything, Lord. I'm giving you everything. Mind, body, spirit. It's all yours. Every bit of my habits, all my hobbies, my, you name it, you put it in there, guys. Don't say, she didn't say that one. Anything you're presenting to him, I'm putting it on the altar. That stuff's going to burn. That stuff will burn. And you are, this is your spiritual worship by just saying, I am yours. You know, like the sacrifice, the lamb laid there, right? The lamb laid there. The lamb of, or the sacrifice. You're like, don't be one of those that jumps off the the table, right? Like, yeah, you're dead. You're staying there and you're giving your whole self to the Lord, and you will be holy and acceptable to God. That is your spiritual worship. And of course, we know the rest of that, but just want to show you another verse to prove my point. Yes. So make room for him. You know, that song is so beautiful about making room. We want to make room for him. I'm just going to start praying. We're going to have ministry time and communion time. It's going to be over there. By giving him all access, we are making room for him. And he's such a kind, so kind, such a kind father that if we don't make room, he won't force himself in. He won't. You have to give him permission. Because it is your choice. Remember, this is your choice. Do you want to put a song, or do you guys want to? Do you,